Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Anyway, before we had Spotify playlists, the best we could do was the mix CD or the humble mixtape. And this week, a man who helped invent both technologies, Lou Ottens, died in Holland at the age of 91. So in tribute, we wanted to reflect on how these now fading technologies changed the way a generation listened to music. And we're joined by founder of 8 Radio, DJ and media lecturer in Ballyfermot College, Simon Marr. Simon, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Now, I know you're too young, but I'm sure you know about the mixtape.
I really wish I was too young, but no, I'm of a generation who loved mixtapes, and it's the nerdy for anybody who's ever watched the movie High Fidelity or read the book, you'll know about the importance of and all of the work that goes into putting a mixtape together. Nowadays, with a Spotify playlist, you can do it in 10 minutes, but when it came to a mixtape, you were into, you know, a couple of hours, you were into half a day to put a good mixtape together.
It sounds like radio work, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely.
And tell me, there's a tragic story doing the rounds that I've heard from a little birding, that you were once, and I'm sorry to bring this up, dumped by a mixtape. Is that right?
Well, thank you, Cormac, for bringing that up. That's what I needed. But yeah, I was, because as it was, I was making, you'd make a mixtape for a girl that you would be very keen on. And depending on how keen you were, depended on the amount of time and if whether you used fancy chrome tapes or not. But so I had sent these tapes and everything was going okay. And then nothing for a while. And then in the post, a mixtape.
Oh,
and the mixtape kind of had the songs that you would imagine would be on a mixtape that was expressing a feeling that perhaps this relationship was over.
Oh, my God.
God, that's an awful lot of effort to go into a breakup. I mean, it's better than ghosting, you know.
I would have thought a text message nowadays would have, yeah, was a 90-minute mixtape back then.
Right. And there is a craft to it, though, isn't there? I mean, mixing the songs, not running out of the cassette halfway through. It's very different to making a Spotify playlist. And did it mean more then as a result?
Oh, I absolutely think it did. And for me, it's like it's almost like it's like getting a letter or whatever it is. It's so personal. And you know that somebody had to go and put the effort in. And you know that if you were getting a 90-minute mixtape, that there was at least 90 minutes of physical effort went into making that for you, whether they were dubbing songs off other tapes or whether they were recording songs off vinyl or whatever they were doing. They were having to go through that timed process, and that made it personal. And that was always the brilliant thing about a mixtape, is a mixtape was personal. It was just for you.
It certainly was. And we were speaking about it earlier, that the songs that we remembered ourselves from mixtapes. And one song that I always associate, unfortunately, with mixtapes was this from Whitney Houston. And we'll always love you.
Simon, give that a mark out of 10.
I don't know what to say.
That means 4 out of 10.
We'll say that it's personal, so that's fine.
Let me give you my one. The one that I associate with a cassette is this one here. You had to forward it. It was always in the car, this cassette. You had to forward it. And this is the one that I sought out all the time. Brewing up a storm. Brewing up a storm. Inside, and his eyes are wild, and I can't go on. He's brewing up a storm. From the Stunning. You can't go wrong with that one, Simon.
No, I mean, it's good.
Men are from Venus, women are from Mars. but it's great. But I would really encourage anybody to go and make somebody a mixtape, whether it's a CD or whatever, but something that you can do, because it really is, it's such a lovely thing to do for somebody.
Can you do
you
it
You don't
now?
Mean now, do you?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, no. Now, don't make it. There's people have brought cassettes back into fashion and starting to use cassettes again. As a format, cassettes were an utter duff. And even the man who invented them himself, he decided, Lou Ottens said, look, don't. He said, use CDs. But I think definitely, yes, you could make somebody a CD, actually put the songs onto a CD and send it to them. And I think people would be genuinely happy to get something like that.
I can't believe the founder of 8 Radio is telling us to make a mixtape. It's like telling people to go and buy a gramophone.
But no, the thing that gets that, it does it for me every time, is just, it's that personal thing. It's because they're personal and it's because they're just for you. I don't think I've ever given the same mixtape to two people. You know, whereas people, they put a playlist and it's like, how many followers can I get on my playlist? When it came to making a mixtape, and when it comes to making a mix CD for somebody over the course of this weekend, you know, you're making it just for them. Okay. And I think that's the big thing.
Well, look, that is it from the horse's mouth. DJ and founder of 8 Radio, lecturer in Ballyfermot College of Further Education. Look, we'll leave it there. Simon Marr, thank you very much indeed.